A reading from Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 67. John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Apart from Guy Fawkes Day, today is also sometimes remembered in New Zealand as Parihaka Day. That's because on 5th November 1881, 1,600 troops marched into the settlement of Parihaka in Taranaki. The Maori inhabitants, numbering about 2,000, put up no resistance. Instead, they met the soldiers with bread and song. The residents were dispersed and the leaders arrested. The soldiers then systematically wrecked the settlement of Parihaka. Maori tradition speaks of brutality and rape inflicted by the soldiers. This destruction of a Maori village did not come from nowhere. There was a history to this. After the Taranaki Wars and subsequent land confiscations, the village was founded inland below the slopes of Mount Taranaki. The village was led by Erueti Te Whiti o Rongomai, known as Te Whiti, and Tohu Kākahi. Parihaka became a center of peaceful resistance and a rallying point for many Maori. The main focus of Maori discontent at the time was land confiscations and the government's failure to set aside promised reserves. In 1879, the government began to survey 16,000 acres of confiscated land in Taranaki without setting aside Maori reserves. In response, several Maori from Parihaka, led by Te Whiti and Tohu, began ploughing land occupied by settlers. The government responded by arresting some of the ploughmen and sending them to South Island prisons. Now, to this day, a suburb in Dunedin is called Maori Hill because that's where some of the prisoners were kept. They built important infrastructure, for example, the seawall in Dunedin Harbour that enables ships to sail up the harbour to this very day. Meanwhile, the government began to construct roads across the ploughed land. Some men from Parihaka repaired the fences they had erected. They were also imprisoned and held without trial. Many were released in early 1881. The protests and ploughing continued. Parihaka became a symbol for many Maori, and its people received food and other supplies from tribes throughout the country and as far away as the Chatham Islands. Te Whiti had been a deeply spiritual person from early in his life. He was then introduced to the Bible and deeply influenced by it. Even though he mixed biblical and Maori views, there's no doubt that he relied heavily on the Bible. His favorite book was said to be the Book of Revelation. He developed a special belief in the affinity of Maori and Jew, and once said to a Pākehā, "We Maori come from the land of Canaan." While resistance to injustice was important to Te Whiti, he preached that violence was the sign of a dark heart. A quote may illustrate this. "Though some in darkness of heart, seeing their land ravished, might wish to take arms and kill the aggressors, I say it must not be. Let not the Pākehās think to succeed by reason of their guns. I want no war, but they do. The flashes of their guns have singed our eyelashes, and yet they say they do not want war. The government comes not hither to reason, but to go to out-of-the-way places. They work secretly, but I speak in public so that all may hear." After setting aside some reserves, which were not deemed sufficient by Maori at the time, the government decided to act decisively. A proclamation on 19th October 1881 gave the Parihaka natives 14 days to accept the reserves offered or face the consequences. As Parihaka was seen as the headquarters of fanaticism and disaffection, the government decided to destroy the village. Troops invaded the settlement on 5th of November 1881. After his arrest, Te Whiti was charged with wickedly, maliciously, and seditiously contriving and intending to disturb the peace. Held without trial, he was not released until 1883, when he returned to the ruined Parihaka settlement. Te Whiti and Tohu continued to lead peaceful Maori protests, especially after more Maori land was taken away and leased to settlers. More imprisonments followed. To this day, Parihaka is seen as a focal point of peaceful protest against overbearing and exploitative state and military action, both by Maori and more generally. These ideas of persistent but peaceful protest were informed by biblical principles. The readings that we had today were suggested by the Anglican Church when remembering the events of Parihaka, and they speak of a yearning for peace after oppression and after the destruction of home and hearth. In a world that is only too cruel, especially to people who seek God and work to bring peace and reconciliation to the world, God proclaims that He is still with His people. Even when all hope seems to be lost, God is there in His presence and with His strength. In the Song of Zechariah, this hope is expressed more clearly in relation to the coming of Jesus. Zechariah is looking forward to the day when God will rescue His people from the hand of their enemies, so that they can serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness all their days. This is what Zechariah was looking forward to. However, that is not done so much through overthrowing the enemies, but rather through God's grace. In particular, Zechariah mentions that through Jesus, God will give the people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Even more important than freedom from oppression and a measure of peace is peace with God. And that is achieved through Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins. Zechariah realized that we may continue to live in darkness and in the shadow of death. Nevertheless, in Jesus, our feet can be guided onto the path of peace. In a world of injustice, God's people can be beacons of peace. By suggesting these readings in relation to Parihaka remembrance, the Church, in a sense, suggests that we identify with Parihaka as those who at times suffer injustice, but do not respond with violence and destruction, but rather in reliance on God. That does not mean giving up all resistance or giving up all striving for justice. However, it does mean responding in ways of peace. That's never easy, but God can give us hope and lead us in God's good ways.